going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If I've said this once, I've said it a dozen times. I mean, you look at prospects 20 through 60, pretty similar. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Scheme fits, what you value, needs are all going to matter. But there's not a huge difference between those guys. And if there's not a player that you're in love with, like a must take, and I would consider quarterback if they love a guy, 21 a must take. But if there's not a must take guy, you trade back, you hopefully find yourself a day two pick, and you add through quantity in this draft. Because the quality, I'm not saying is bad, but it's not like there's 10, 12 blue chip guys. No, it's a whole lot of really good prospects that are all pretty similar.
If the Steelers were to trade back to 28, what do you think that they could get?
Not a second round pick, I don't think.
Yeah, you have to add something in with that, right?
Yeah, little kick in at the end.
Maybe next year's third?
No, I mean, based on all the trades, you'd have to throw in Pickens or something.
What about next year's third?
Maybe.
That even might be rich, too. I mean,
To get back into the second?
Yeah. Definitely.
Trade back to 28.
I see.
With next year's. So you're trading 21 and next year's third.
So here's the roulette game that you could play. If you traded your first round pick and got a second and a third or something like that, is someone so in love with Milroe like you, according to your nugget, if you think he is the franchise quarterback in this draft, do you play the game that you wait to the second round? Do you think he'll be there based on all the doubt out there?
It's a good question. I was just about to say, I don't need a second round pick, because if I think the 20th through 60th guys are all relatively the same in terms of their grades, I don't need one. I could get a third and feel fine about it. But if there's a specific guy you're targeting, that's when you would try to get back into the second round.
I mean, you're thinking.
And so that's a quarterback.
If you trade back, I mean, somebody like Judkins will be there in the second.
I love Caleb Johnson.
Caleb Johnson might be there in the
Iowa
second.
Guy.
So I think there's going to be a big run of running backs in the second. I think two are going to go in the first. And I think all the running backs are going to go in the second. And I think that if you want to get your running back, it probably would be in the second and not the third. The third will be kind of like
the Bashil Tootens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who can fly. I mean, Genty's going to Jacksonville or Chicago probably.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Hampton's probably going to the other place, wherever he doesn't go.
Raiders? He'll go that high?
The Raiders. I don't know that he.
I don't know. I mean,
Raiders are what, six?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have something like that. Doesn't really matter.
Order here.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Raiders are 6. Yep. Okay.
Look at you.
But Chicago's 10. Jacksonville's 5. When they're, I mean, obviously you got Trevor Lawrence and
you need to make that work.
Yeah, you have to make it work.
Right now.
A bunch of million reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
And ETN hasn't been the answer. They want a sidecar for him, and you know, Genty's. I heard yesterday that if you would have just counted his after contact yardage last year, he would have had like 1,200 yards.
I saw the Penn State film on the Twitter.com.
He's really good. I just wish he could catch the ball.
You know what?
What?
Guess where Ashton Genty's from?
Jacksonville.
Yep.
You see what he said in Green Bay yesterday? He's like, yeah, it's cool here. There's just nothing to do.
And then Travis Hunter was like, I could live here. This is my spot. Like, I need to be in the middle of nowhere. I want to be here. He basically said he wants to be.
You can go live out in the country and outside of Cleveland with Myles Garrett.
Oh, go check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's where he's going.
Yes.
He's going to Cleveland.
I think, honestly, and we're always honest. I hate when radio hosts say honestly.
Yeah, it's redundant.
I hate that. So I slap myself on the wrist here. I think Shedeur Sanders is a Brown. I think I think they trade up into the top 20, and I think he's a Brown. I think they pair him with Hunter. They see what's happened in Cincinnati, other places as well, and they say, all right, let's take a shot at this thing. And yeah. Then Deion will be the coach in 2 years.
So you've got a quarterback room now of Kenny Pickett,
mm-hmm.
Joe Flacco, who everybody in Cleveland loves. Deshaun Watson's still on the roster and is a circus. And then you add Sanders. And Jimmy Haslam's like, this is great.
Yep, Browns are the Browns.
Dude, I saw a video of Myles Garrett working out yesterday. My God. My goodness. What a freak of nature. It's one of the reasons, guys, and I'm going to get roasted for this.
Yep, here comes.
Like, you're going to pay TJ Watt the same as him?
Yeah, he's better, yeah, sure.
More consistent?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Down in, down out?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Let's go to break.
People killed TJ Watt for last year struggling down the stretch despite being hurt. Meanwhile, Myles Garrett went 8 games without a friggin' sack and won the Defensive Player of the Year award. He's a better athlete.
He can do a lot
more. I think he's a better down in and down out player.
He could do a lot more.
I don't think he's as flashy or as good of a pass rusher.
I don't know that he can do more. They just let him do more.
I don't know. I don't think that TJ can do more. That's why they don't let him do more.
Maybe.
Both are
chicken egg.
First ballot Hall of Famers, by the way.
And by the Steelers also got their guy at the end of the first round, not pick 1-1. People tell me Kevin Colbert couldn't draft. Chew on that.
They're going to pay him $42 million a year?
They will. Through gritted teeth, right?
Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond.
So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.